The Brady Report for HHG Legal Group. Guaranteed satisfaction or your money back.
Enda Brady, good afternoon.
Hi, Ollie. Good to speak to you.
And you are on the scene right now where a 17-year-old girl has been shot dead in London.
Yeah, North London, Tottenham. I'm on Chalgrove Road in Tottenham. And it's heartbreaking. There's a group of family members here just waiting for information. But the body remains in situ. A 17-year-old girl. And shot dead last night, 9:30 at North London. Paramedics were on the scene within minutes. They fought desperately to try and save her, but nothing could be done. And there is a twist in this story. Half an hour later, there was another shooting 3 miles away in Walthamstow, East London. Takes about 15 minutes to get there. 16-year-old boy is critical, and a 15-year-old was stabbed. Now, police say it's too early to draw any link between the two crime scenes, but there's a lot of officers here right now. And as I say, a 17-year-old girl shot dead in Tottenham in North London last night, and 3 miles away in Walthamstow, a 16-year-old boy shot and critically ill.
Yeah, that is terrible news indeed. And, of course, police investigations underway. Now, let's move on to the row that's brewing over who is going to make the new British passports.
So the contract has been awarded to a French company. They say that they will make it on British soil, but it is a French company that will be making the new UK passports post-Brexit. The referendum has changed everything, and the colour will not be burgundy anymore. The European Union passport colours at the front cover is burgundy. The British ones are going back to what they were decades and decades ago, which was blue. So the contract was put out to tender, and the government has made its decision, and it's going to a French company. A British company had put in for them called Delarue. They are now appealing the decision. There's a big row in the papers today. One tabloid has got behind the British company saying that they've got 250,000 signatures and this should be done by a British company. But the bottom line is they were asking for about $240 million more than what the French are prepared to do it for. Business is business. Brexit may well be, you know, something that a lot of these newspapers are celebrating, but ultimately it's going to cost a couple of $100 million more. Business is business, and you make your decision accordingly. The French company have got the gig.
Yeah, it makes economic sense indeed. I can understand the outcry, though, Enda. Now, what about Prince Edward? Because his son has been photographed driving a Range Rover, but he's only 10 years old.
Yeah, I'm amazed he can actually see above the steering wheel, but they've got the picture. It's happened on a private road in the grounds of Windsor Great Estate. And obviously the Queen spends a lot of time in Windsor, and she's often pictured riding her horses around the Great Park in Windsor. Her 10-year-old grandson, can you believe it, driving a Range Rover. A lot of discussion of this. The Queen is the only person in the UK who does not need a driving licence. Her 10-year-old grandson, however, he does. When he's 18.
Yeah, I can understand there'd be some interesting conversations going on amongst the royals at the moment. And Enda, it's a happy birthday to Kylie Minogue.
50, and a lot of interviews in the papers today to mark the milestone. She has a new album out, of course. Kylie, one headline, she's told a reporter that she fears she will never get married. Kylie, at 50, I'm starting to feel old, Ollie. I don't know about you, but I'm starting to feel very old. Kylie's now 50.
I'll tell you what, Enda, Kylie Minogue was the first concert I ever went to. So there you go. Happy birthday, Kylie.
I think she was the first girl I was ever in love with. I'll never forget the locomotion, Ollie. It changed my life.
Good on you, Enda.
Have a great day, mate.